Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry, Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many spiritual and social issues. We are what our group calls watchmen. God always had watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. From last week, I talked about what was hoped to become the famous peace agreement. The plan will continue in its initial phase. 2002, first half of 2003, on performance-based criteria for comprehensive security reform. Israelis' withdrawals to the position of September 28, 2000, as the security situation improves, and support for the Palestinians holding of free, fair, and credible elections. Early in 2003, based on recommendations established by the first phase, should include a ministerial-level meeting of the Ad Hoc Liaison Committee, AHLC, to review the humanitarian situation and prospects of economic development in the West Bank and Gaza and identity priority areas for donor assistance, including to the reform process, before the end of the year. The quartet principals will meet alongside the AHLC ministerial. In the plan's second phase, our effort should focus on the option creating a Palestinian state with the provisional borders based upon a new constitution as a way station to a permanent status settlement. In its final phase, the plan envisages Israeli-Palestinian negotiations aimed at a permanent status solution. Consistent with the vision expressed by President Bush, this means that the Israeli occupation that began in 1967 will be ended through a settlement negotiated between the parties and based on UN Resolution 242 and 338, with Israel withdrawal to secure and recognize borders. Both the reform effort and political process must include Israeli measures consistent with Israel's legitimate security concerns to improve the lives of Palestinians, including allowing their resumption of normal economic activity, facilitating the movement of goods, people, and essential services, and to lift curfew and closures. Consistent with transparent and accountable Palestinian budget arrangements, the quartet welcomes Israel's decision to transfer part of the Palestinian VAT and customs revenue that has been withheld since September 2000. and calls on Israel to continue this process and reestablish regular monthly revenue transfers to the Palestinian Ministry of Finance. And consistent with the recommendations of the Mitchell Commission, Israeli settlement activity in the occupied territories must stop. The quartet will continue to discuss the timing and modalities of an international conference. The quartet also made and discussed these issues with foreign ministers of Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Syria, as representatives of the Arab League follow-up committee, and with the representatives of Israel and Palestinian Authority. The quartet looks forward to continuing consultations. This was distributed by the Office of International Information Programs, U.S. Department of State. Website is usinfo.state.gov. The last partial report by Amy Isaroff about the peace process was on August 25, 2009, Obama's first year in office. Since the issue of peace between the Palestinians and Israel goes back to 1947, is it any wonder that it was believed that the U.S. should try to force a settlement on the sides? It should make clear what are its acceptable and unacceptable parameters for a peace agreement. The sides have contradictory and mutually exclusive claims. Both claim all of East Jerusalem, which is an impossible demand to fulfill. Israel insists on recognition of the Jewish right to a national home in Israel. The issue at heart of the conflict since 1920s. The Palestinians insist on right of return for refugees and refuse to recognize Jewish right to self-determination, a conditions which the Israelis means peace without Israel rather than peace with Israel. What is the stand of the United States and the European Union on all these issues, and how do we get to a reasonable compromise, if such a compromise is even possible? For all the illogicality of the Middle East, there are two wildly absurd ingredients in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that were made in New York rather than the Middle East. The U.S. contributes to these absurdities, which stand in the way of an agreement. But while telling everyone, take risks for peace, it does nothing to undo the damage done by the UN-imposed fiats. The first of the internationalization of Jerusalem, which was often reiterated but never enforced, this is supposed to include not only all of East and West Jerusalem, but also Bethlehem, which is in the Palestinian territory today. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com. Blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of CephasMinistry.com, CEPHSMinistry.com. Thank you.